This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
For Illinois, a guard, a 6'4 junior from Matson, Illinois, number 13, Kendall Gill.
Gill is 13. Bardo next to him is 35. We'll bring it up and set the table. Back to Kendall Gill with that smooth jump shot.
Kendall Gill? Wow!
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. There you goes. Biker shorts under the short shorts.
Kendall Gill, he's a Chicago native, went to the University of Illinois. This is quite a stage for him at the United Center.
Kendall Gill, baseline penetration.
Rally at the eye.
Oh, what a defensive play that was.
A heck of a defensive play by Kendall Gill, was it not? Sean Bradley inside goes up. Kendall Gill really elevates.
Good defense
by Kendall Gill. Here comes Johnson off to Kendall. Gill in the front court down to the lane. Yes!
There you go.
22 points for KG, and now it is Seattle who wants time.
Johnny Newman on a tough shot. Gill half court.
Oh! Eric went down.
They scored. Kendall Gill. It hit off the top of the backboard.
Here they come, 3-on-2. Here's the ball underneath the basket. Gill, beautiful, sensational.
Gary Payton does it better than anybody. He's got some people to do it to. This time it's Kendall Gill.
Now, Kendall Gill playing against Michael Jordan. He grew up idolizing Michael Jordan. Jordan used to spend a lot of time working with him in the summer, so he relishes the challenge of playing against him in the playoffs.
Kendall Gill spins around Jordan and scores.
Hello, MTV crib. My name is Kendall Gill. I'm from the Chicago Bulls. Welcome to my crib. Come on in.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
Let's have a little conversation with Kendall Gill about all sorts of things. He joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Kendall, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem at all, Lawrence. Hey, whoever put that introduction together, I appreciate it. Please send it over to us so I can play it for my wife, so maybe I get some respect in my house, you know.
we will have Tanny send that over to you so that you can have that. It should play every time you walk into the room.
Oh, every single time. 90 seconds. What jumped out at you? What did you love to hear in there, Kendall?
I always love hearing the old Illinois clips with the Steve Bardo to Kendall Gill or Kenny Battle. Anything flying a line out, that stands out to me.
Man, that's so cool. You know, and that's, it's funny because your Illinois legacy is such that, and we'll get to the NBA Finals and we'll get to the Bulls, but I think everybody expected young Phoenix Gill to end up at Illinois in part because of that family legacy. So this news that we just got this weekend that Phoenix is headed to Northwestern was fascinating, and there's seemingly a lot of happiness. Are you happy that your son is headed to Northwestern as opposed to alma mater, Illinois?
Oh yeah, you know, I wanted what was best for my son. You know, we all the ultimate goal is to have our kids to be as happy as they can be, and you know, I think that Phoenix made the right decision in choosing Northwestern. Of course, his mother went there. And, you know, the system is really built for him. You know, Chris Collins was sort of a gunslinger when he played. And, you know, he allows a lot of guard play. You know, you go back to Boo Booey and the way that Boo played. And Phoenix was very interested in playing in that system. And, you know, they really did a great job recruiting him. And, you know, I wasn't surprised at all that he chose Northwestern.
How did you keep yourself from, like, tipping the scale? Because, look, you're an Illini legend. Like, that whole crew, you guys are Illini legends. So how did you allow yourself to be like, you know what, I got to let him make up his own mind. I want to show him what I want to show him, but I want him to have his own experience versus what I want for him.
Yeah, well, I did that, you know, since he came out of the crib. I mean, he was, every time I would say ILL, he would say INI. I mean, he doesn't do it now, but, you know, when I think it changed around his sophomore year that he began to lean towards other schools. You know, honestly, the Illinois really didn't recruit him heavily. And I think that kind of, you know, led him to lean towards a Stanford who recruited him heavy, Iowa State, Northwestern. And, you know, he just wanted to play in the Big Ten. He wanted to wear number 13. He wanted to stay close to home. He wanted to play for Chris Collins. You know, Chris Collins gave him the pitch of saying, you know, I want you to get rid of that comma behind your last name, Phoenix Gill, comma, the son of Kendall Gill, because, of course, Chris grew up with an NBA dad in Doug Collins, who's a Hall of Famer as well. And, you know, he relayed that message to Phoenix, and I think that that's really what sold Phoenix on going to Northwestern. Of course, one of the best schools in the country as well academically. He went to St. Ignatius College Prep and, you know, tough academic school over there. So, you know, he really, I think, wanted to stay consistent. And in a lot of ways, St. Ignatius is very similar to Northwestern and what Phoenix expects Northwestern to be.
Man, that's a smart pitch by Chris to be like, you know, my dad was kind of famous too, you know, and then to take it there. But I got to tell you, man, this whole story resonates as a dad. Like, I'm trying to figure it out, like how much I lean on my son to love the stuff that I love, how much I let him figure himself out. It's appreciate the honesty about the process. But he's still going to wear 13. He's still going to wear your number. Still going to be in the Big Ten. It'll be a 13 in the Big Ten. So that's enough, right? Now you get to watch him, and it's closer.
Yeah, and it's close. I don't have to take the hour and a half, 2 hour drive down to Champaign, or take a 4 hour flight out to Stanford. Because honestly, I thought once we visited Stanford, that, I mean, you know, when I went out there, I was like, oh man, he's not coming back home. But believe it or not, when we got on the plane to come back from Palo Alto, and I said, well, what do you think? He said, I'm still not sold, Dad. And then, you know, when we landed from the visit at Stanford, Chris Lowry, who was the assistant coach, called Phoenix and said, hey, we play Minnesota today. We want to come to the game. Phoenix was like, absolutely. That's when I knew he was going to Northwestern. So, but, you know, it's been a great journey, you know, and glad he's following in my footsteps as far as basketball is concerned. But he wants to be his own man, which I'm happy about. And, you know, like you said before, I get a chance to watch him play in Chicago's Big Ten team. And, you know, I love what Northwestern is doing, what Chris Collins is doing. They got a great recruiting class coming in, the highest rated recruiting class that they've ever had there. So, you know, I'm looking forward to big things from the guys that pound the rock up in Evanston.
I love it when I get the opportunity to talk with dads that have done things at like a pretty high level, and then they have children that are athletes, and you've got two of them. And we know that the two sports that your sons play are completely different, because Coda is out here on the links doing it big as a golfer. How do you handle, in a basketball game, you could express yourself. At a golf match, it's kind of frowned upon that you express yourself. So how have you navigated that part of being a sports dad?
Yeah, no, you know, it's kind of hard because I'm actually Coda's caddy. You know, I don't play the game of golf at all, but I go out there and I clean his clubs off and I hand him his clubs and I give him the yardage and everything. So I've learned a great deal about golf by being his caddy. And, yeah, I do, Lawrence, I do have to hold my excitement when he makes a putt or when he gets a birdie or eagle or something like that. I want to jump up in the air, but I know I got to be cool, man. It's not, I'm not like, I'm totally out of my element, but you know, I'm glad that Coda chose that sport. He absolutely hates basketball, won't watch it, won't talk about it. Won't even go to Phoenix's games unless it's a really big game. So, but, you know, he chose his own path, and I'm glad that he's doing it.
Amazing. Kendall Gill is with us here on the Spiegel and Ohm Show on 670 The Score. Kendall, the Pacers were 50-1 to win it all before the season began. They were 20-1 to win the Eastern Conference. And here we are. It's just think about them, because that's a team that Bulls fans have seen an awful lot. And yes, it'd be nice if Tyrese Halliburton were here, but that's okay. But you know, yeah. Right? Oh my God, that hurts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what do you think of Halliburton's growth and that team and the way they play? A worthy representative of the Eastern Conference.
Well, absolutely. You know, but I always thought that, you know, Indiana, because they were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year as well. I mean, and, you know, it didn't surprise me at all that they got right back to where they are right now. But now they're going to the championship round. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about how Tyrese Halliburton was supposed to be on the all overrated, well, the most overrated player in the NBA. And, you know, he absolutely took advantage of that, put that chip on his shoulder, and got his team to the championship this year. And, you know, the Pacers have done an excellent job. One of trading for Tyrese Halliburton, you know, and they gave up a lot. Domantas Sabonis, great player, you know, dad, Hall of Famer. But they saw in Tyrese Halliburton that this is a guy that we could build around when they traded for him from the Sacramento Kings. And he's paid tremendous dividends for them. I mean, become a leader of that team, become one of the best clutch players in the NBA right now, and has put together, you know, not just 1 year of excellence, but 2, 3, 4 years of excellence in the league now. And right now, you know, he was a star before, but I think now he's entered that superstar realm. And, you know, you look at a guy like Turner, who has been there 10 years now, and finally he's getting his due. You know, he was able to stay with the franchise through the lean times, and now, you know, he's being rewarded the fruits of his labor. And, you know, Rick Carlisle, of course, going back to Indiana, did a great job. And as much as I like Coach Thibodeau, I think that Rick Carlisle outcoached Coach Thibodeau in the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, kudos to Indiana. I think they're great. Now, the only thing is, they got to keep Tyrese's dad up in the suite, man. They can't have him down on the floor.
Yeah, he can't be down on the floor, like, yelling at people. But, so, you know, no. He seemed to have a good time once they let him back in the building. And the suite is exactly where he needs to be. And he seemed to have a good time up there, too. I want to talk about the SGA, though. Because I think Indiana has been stealing a lot of headlines, and I love Halliburton going at Knicks fans in New York on Twitter and on Instagram. I think that's cool for the league. But this stuff that SGA and the Thunder are doing is amazing. I like SGA. His game is, and to me, it's well-rounded. And he does have a little bit of old school in him, because he will go hunt for fouls and try to go to the basket. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. What do you see in his game, and how did the Thunder get here?
Well, his ability to get to the mid-range, which has been a staple in his game, because he can get there anytime he wants to. He's sort of like Bernard King. You know, when Bernard King used to be able to get to a spot no matter what you did to him, that's what SGA can do. But now he's added the three-point shot consistently to his game. And, you know, now when you add that, now you become almost unguardable. And at 6 foot six, he's a big point guard. You know, very tough for him to guard. And now that he's been named the MVP, he's on a superstar level as well. Not only does he have all the talent, but he's got the referees on his side as well. You know, I can remember playing against MJ and knowing that if I got anywhere close, if I even sneezed, it was a foul. Okay? So the thing is about SGA, he gets that type of respect from the referees now. And now you take also the rest of his teammates, Chet Holmgren, who's done a fabulous job of developing his game. I mean, a seven foot guy that can knock down threes consistently. And then all the rest of the guys that they have around, you know, they got a bunch of guys 6'6", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8" that can do a lot of different things. And honestly, Indiana does too. So I actually think these teams mirror each other. So that's why this is going to be a great series. You know, you got two superstar point guards playing against each other, two big men that mirror each other. So, you know, I'm leaning towards OKC, but I wouldn't be surprised if Indiana won it.
I'm kind of stuck in my feelings on this series, Kendall. And the reason why is because of Alex Caruso. And you had the chance to cover Alex Caruso while he was here and watch his career develop from being a G League All-Star to now being on the precipice of winning an NBA championship. I'm super happy.
Twice, right?
Yeah. I'm super happy for him because I think that Alex is a good dude. I also think he's a really underrated player. Seeing the way that he can kind of seamlessly fit in, no matter what situation you put him in, no matter who you ask him to guard, I know that this is a tough question to answer, but why don't more players take the approach that he's taken to his career?
Yeah, I mean, because that would be the way to go. Because really, and I was watching, I saw Austin Rivers on Instagram talking about this exact thing, you know, that he didn't realize that Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was able to get a bigger contract than him and have a longer career than him, and he felt that he was better than Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He said, what I didn't realize is that Kentavious specialized in certain things in the way whatever a team needed. That's exactly what Alex Caruso does. He specializes in what a team needs. He specializes in defense, and also he's improved his three-point shooting. So you can pick and plug him anywhere, any team in the league, and because of his specialization, he is going to make that team be a valuable asset for that team and make that team a lot better. Now, most NBA players or guys that are coming into the NBA, they got to realize there's only maybe one or two NBA stars on the team, per team. Now, if you can figure out a way to develop your niche, much like Alex Caruso, you can turn that into a 10-year career. I mean, we got a guy on the Bulls that's doing that right now. Ayo Dosunmu, who's doing that exact thing. He's carved out a niche for himself. He specializes in that, and that's why he's so valuable.
Kendall, Derek Queen didn't test well at the combine, so that's good. Yeah. That means he might fall to 12. That's good.
That's very good. That's very good because, listen, I don't believe in those tests. I don't believe in those analytics. You know, they may come into play sometimes, but I look at whether a guy can play. Okay, that kid went in as a freshman and was all Big Ten, freshman of the year, and destroyed Illinois, destroyed Northwestern, destroyed almost every team you put in front of him at 17, 18 years old. Now, just imagine what he's going to be when you give him a couple years of NBA experience. He's 6'10". He can shoot the basketball. He can handle it. And, you know, this is a lofty comparison, but I liken him to a young Moses Malone.
Oh, we heard it. We heard it when you said it on the morning show. We played it. We had some fun with that one. But you know, the light bulb's got to go on for the workout and like the strength and the conditioning. But it happens to people. Yeah. It happens.
It does. But listen, sometimes there's some guys that just don't test well. There's some guys that just don't, you know, when you work them out, they're not going to work out well. But when you put them on the court and those lights come on, then that's when, they take care of business. I mean, you look at Charles Barkley, who never, ever, ever practiced. But when he got to the game, he was Charles Barkley. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that could be the same thing with Derrick Queen. I'm telling you guys, I've been around the game a long, long time. I got an eye for talent, and I'm telling you, this kid can really play. And if he were to fall to the Bulls at 12, boy, I mean, I think the Bulls should take him.
Well, Kendall, this is the show for you, because since before the tournament, Spiegs and I have been talking about Derrick Queen. Like, we put together a list. Yes, we put together a list of players that Bulls fans should be watching in the tournament, and Derrick Queen was my number one player that people should watch. So you're preaching to the choir on this show. The listener of the Spiegel and Holmes show is like, hell yeah, let's get Derrick Queen up in here.
That's right. And look, if he falls 12, he's going to be the best player available. I mean, when you fall to that number, that's what you got to do. You got to take the best player available. And I think that he will be. I think he's a top five guy, in my opinion. Much like I think Modest Bouceller should have been a top five guy. Mm. And by the way, about that, guys, we lost that coin flip to Dallas. Right?
Yep.
What would that have been like to have both Modest and Cooper Flag on the same team?
Well, you think Modest was better, so yeah.
I think in the long run, Modest will be better.
Oh, that would have been good. By the way, 12th overall. You know, went 12 overall, don't you, in 2020? Tyrese Halliburton was right.
Yep.
So you can find him at 12. They can be found. The Bulls don't usually find him. But you can find him at 12.
Those stars are out there.
Well, they found him. They found the Jimmy Butler.
That's true.
You know, and I mean, Jimmy was late in the first round. I mean, they found Ayo Dosunmu, who should have been a first-round pick. You know, so they have the ability to pick a guy out of the rough and have him be a very good player.
Kendall, this was delightful, man. We appreciate your time.
Hey,
thank you so much. Right. See you at the barbershop.
All right. Take it easy, Long.
That is Kendall Gill.
Love that.
I'm so happy for him, man.
Like, yeah, that's real stuff. And like having to – it's straight up instructive for a guy like me with a 13-year-old when he's talking about not till Phoenix was a sophomore did he realize, oh, yeah, he may not go to Illinois, and that's fine. That's fine, because that needs to be his own kid. And Chris Collins, like, helping Phoenix find himself and find his own voice, that's what you want. That's what you want for your kids.
Do you already have a school in mind for Ruben?
No, not a school, but just, like, I was just feeling it in terms of, like, I want him to love baseball like I do, or I want him to love certain kind of music like I do.
But sometimes
whatever,
stuff doesn't happen until later.
Right. So that's what I'm relating to and feeling.
And sometimes, like, there are levels to it where... You know, you're a really good musician. So the idea of him matching you or surpassing you as a musician.
It's not even that. It's just the want, the passion for it. But, you know.
Because this is my issue with my dad in chess, where it's like, I'm never going to be that. I'm decent. I'm never going to be that. And you have to live with that. And like, it hurts. It all those beatings that I took on the chessboard,
yeah,
it hurts.
I hope it doesn't hurt too much. This is reminding me of a conversation I had in seventh grade with these tennis player kids.
Oh,
they were like,
no, it doesn't hurt like that.
Oh, it does. Okay, that's good.
He never embarrassed me or anything. He was just, the game's over.
Just good night, everybody. You want to play again? No, I don't, Dad.
Well, when I was younger, the answer was always yes, I do want to play again. But this is part of my weakness as a chess player, is that I am my parents' emotional child. I am often too emotional in those moments when I don't need to be. Now, sometimes great creativity can come out of that for me as a player. And I played a player who was higher rated than I am. And because I got emotional and got creative, I ended up winning. But most of the time, that is not the way to play chess.
Not the way to do it.
Not the way to do it.
Interesting.
And that's why I kept getting beat. That's why I've only beat my father twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. He'll never beat me again, though. Because I won the last one.
And you retired?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
done.
We're done. I haven't retired as a player, but the series between us
the two of you
is completely over now.
I love that. You know that Cooper Flagg's mom, who was a high school and college basketball player, Cooper Flagg's mom, she never lost to him in one-on-one because when they were playing, the last time they were playing, she broke her leg. And she said, after that, she realized, I'm never going to be, I think I'll just retire now. It was the very last time.
She saw it coming.
Yeah, she retired undefeated, though.
You know, like, you see it, and you're like, oh, you're real close. You're real close to a breakthrough that's getting ready to happen. But, yeah, man, I love Kendall as the sports dad. I love it. I love seeing him get joy from watching his two boys do their thing. And the idea, like, now, like, think about it. Like, the idea of him being Coda's caddy.
It's amazing.
How cool is that?
That's great. Reminds me of Miguel Vargas driving to and from games with his dad every day.
You can't beat that. You
can't beat that stuff.
All right, we need to take a break. There's more basketball. I had a reaction to what happened Saturday night, and I don't know if I was the only one to have that reaction about TNT and it being its finale. We'll talk about it next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rick, congratulations. Good luck in the NBA Finals. And
Ernie, I just want to say congratulations to TNT on a fabulous, unbelievable run. It's coming to an end. We're all very sad about that, but you're a man of great class. Congrats.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate you. Thank you.
I've got to thank you, Mr. Kevin Harlan.
Our hearts are full of gratitude, not sadness, but gratitude and happiness for what it has been. It has been an honor. It has been a privilege. and I hope you all have enjoyed it as much as we have. Congratulations again to the Indiana Pacers, and now for a final time, for Allie LaForce, Stan Van Gundy, and Reggie Miller, Kevin Harlan and our TNT crew saying goodnight, courtside from Indianapolis.
I thought the way that things were handled with Kevin Harlan and the crew was absolutely gorgeous. They had all of the picks. Everyone kind of got their thoughts in on working at Turner for as long as they have. You could hear Kevin trying to hold it together there as he signs off. Now the TNT and NBA on TNT is no more.
Mm-hmm.
It was really kind of strange. And I hope that there is some sort of retrospective that is. And I know they already had the one documentary about it, but I hope there's a retrospective that's done on it, because honestly, I felt a little cheated at the end of the night, because on one hand, you're supposed to be celebrating what the Pacers have done. And it was a great atmosphere in Indianapolis. The fans were great. It was hot. Like, it was hot in that building all night long. When that series brought out a lot of good basketball emotion, both from Knicks fans and from Pacers fans. But at the end of it, I had the realization as a viewer, and Kevin Harlan's going off the air, and I'm like, oh my God, like, now the guys are going to have their opportunity to say goodbye. And I thought it was just kind of a weird venue, and I'm not even sure what I'm complaining about, to tell you the truth, Speaks, because it's not like they could have done anything about it. They were there for the Eastern Conference Final.
You had an emotional reaction because you love good TV. You love basketball.
I love those guys,
and
man.
You love those guys, and you love a good industry story and the evolution of the NBA on TNT and what it became and what is now ending resonated with you in a lot of ways. And I thought it was awkward that they had to do it in front of a live crowd.
Yeah.
And I do think it's awkward that you're mixing the emotions with the Pacers, but that's just kind of how it works. They could have their own special or something like that, maybe on an off night, between the conference finals and the finals, but you don't know when that is, and you're not going to get the eyeballs, so this is when to do it.
And there was this kind of weird moment that culminated at the end, like that part that you hear Rick Carlisle, I think that's what he initially wanted to do, because Ernie called him over and then Rick tried to grab the microphone from Ernie. And any good sideline reporter will tell you, you never give away the microphone.
Right.
But I think Rick was going to start his thoughts on the game and them winning the Eastern Conference Championship with thoughts about Ernie and TNT.
Maybe so. I mean, what got me was like the montage that they ran of all the shots of the broadcast crews through the year.
I love the pic of Reggie and Cheryl.
Yeah, Reggie
that
and Cheryl.
That was so beautiful.
How about
your guy Spiro Dedis in
there? Yes! Yes! I jumped up out of my chair when they showed Spiro Dedis, and I thought about this guy.
How about Steve Kerr? Like, young Steve Kerr was such a good broadcaster. I thought, like, oh, man, that's going to be the rest of his life. He's incredible at that. And instead, he's one of the great coaches, of all time. Great coach now. Obviously, he had Steph the whole way, but whatever. But, like, all those connective tissues. John Thompson. Forgot John Thompson did NBA games.
I mean, and then you get to the end of like the retrospective that the game crew was on, and then there's a picture of Craig Sager, and you're like, now I'm gonna start crying. You know, like there's all of this stuff. So then you get to, all right, these guys have to do a post game because there's an Eastern Conference champion.
Yeah.
And they also have to say goodbye, because now that there's an Eastern Conference champion, there's no more broadcasts on Turner. And it was a little weird. Like, their reaction, like, we've known this for a year, right? So it's not like you can't get ready, but the finality mm-hmm. of it hit them, and it hit them in a way where Shaq decided that he was going to cuss on TV.
With you. I'm the youngest here. It's been a great run. It's been an honor. Chuck, I love you like the older brother that I never had. And if you say something, I will whoop your ass one last time on this show right now. Ernie, you came to my house in 1989, 1991. It's a big honor. It's an honor for me to be sitting up here with you, Kenny. The way y'all embarrassed us in 94, 95, you and Akeem, you taught me what it was to be a champion, and we're a family. I'm glad we're sticking together. And like I said, even though the name changes, the engine is still the same. And to that new network we're coming to, we're not coming to F around. And since it's the last show, I'm going to say it. We're not coming to F around. We kicking ass, we taking names, and we taking over. Okay? I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys, but hey, all right? Let me see that number one sign for the number one show ever on TV. And we come over to take over that next network, too.
And Kenny kind of followed suit a little bit later on, and he dropped an F-bomb.
Reminded me of David Ortiz, and this is RF
Bleeping City. Yeah. But then you get Ernie, and Ernie is a Turner lifer.
His dad, right? The whole thing.
The whole thing. And so I'm sitting there after having, you know, the Shaq basically do Cyrus from Warriors, or can you dig it? Can you dig it? With that crowd, Ernie is trying desperately to hold everything, as he usually does, hold everything together and hold everything in. And it was weird. And I do give the fans of Indianapolis credit. It seemed like they did understand that perhaps we should kind of be quiet now in this moment. But this was Ernie's farewell.
Well, I'll try to keep this brief.
Take your time.
Several years ago, I wrote a book called Unscripted, and I asked people to embrace the unscripted, not fear the unscripted. If I had written the script, the NBA and TNT would be together forever. It's not going to happen. But while I was disappointed and I was sad, I was not bitter. We know how business works. Gratitude is the operative word for me. Grateful that, you know, since 1989, I've been with this company. No matter what you call the company, I'll always be Turner. And I'm grateful that I've worked with you guys. I'm grateful for all of the relationships we've built professionally and personally through the years. You just don't realize that until you see people here on the road and say, hey, this is probably going to be it. And you think back to all the good times you had. So I'm grateful for that, and also grateful that we have members of our crew who are going to go work at NBC or work at Amazon. And you know why they got those jobs? Because their resume says NBA on TNT. So thank you. We have been honored to do this. We look forward. The four of us, as you've already heard, the four of us are going to be together. Our production crew is going to be together. It's going to be that same bunch. We're still going to be shooting that show in Atlanta. It's just going to air somewhere else. And so the craziness that you've seen, the nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on. It's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT. For that, it's we're sad. But I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
Man, that's cool. For those who don't know, Ernie Johnson's father was a baseball player, remember the 1957 champion Milwaukee Braves, and for decades, a broadcaster for the Braves. And Ernie worked together on broadcast for 4 years. The broadcast booth at Truist Park is named after his father. They worked at Turner together. So a lifer born into the industry and the Atlanta part of it. So, yeah, I mean, that was emotional. That worked for me. That worked for me right there.
But, you know,
I didn't get everything you needed from it, but I think it was there.
Well, and then at the end, like, Shaq kind of, like, Ernie gives you the thank you for watching the NBA on TNT. He literally puts his microphone down. And then Shaq like picks his up and he starts yelling as they're going off the air. And I'm just like, no, you had the moment. The moment was right there. And then you walked away from it. And
then they cut to a commercial of Shaq with the General.
Yeah.
Shaq brought it there.
Yeah. Shout out to Ernie. He stacks papers to the ceiling while he's riding on 24-inch chrome. And that's why people be hating. Speaking of broadcasts that sometimes go off the rails, boy, do we have a treat for you next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Oh, yes, I understand you're fond of music. I have arranged a little surprise for you.
Surprise?
Let's get some Buckethead going, man.
It's a legendary guitarist who's played with everybody. Lots and lots of people.
Had a bit, though. Some people didn't quite understand.
Yeah, he wore a mask and then a KFC bucket on his head. It's kind of the whole thing.
Hence him being named Buckethead.
It's true.
And this came up during a Cubs broadcast.
Says here, Ron, that Nick Lodolo was a guy that went to the same high school, which I believe is Damien High in Southern California.
Correct.
As the rock and roll guitarist, and I know he's one of your favorites, Buckethead. Here is a check swing foul back, 1-2, eh?
Well, of course. He's not yours?
Well, I do have a few of his CDs, yes.
Now,
do people still buy CDs?
They do not.
Yeah, we'll go with yes.
I'm told they do not.
Yeah.
Here's the next pitch taken high for a ball. Okay, I have some of his cassettes. Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. Yeah. What song do you like listen to coming into the ballpark from Buckethead?
Well, my cassette player doesn't work any longer, so
I believe the bucket that is literally on his head is a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket.
Well, I was aware of that, Ron, and I knew you experienced a lot of joy in telling about that Colonel Sanders bucket on his head, and I didn't want to steal any of your thunder.
I appreciate that. It's
You're very
nice.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's one of those tidbits of information that is really not worth much.
Thanks for looking at me as you said that. Here's a pitch to Dansby Swanson. It's inside for a ball. Now, Zach is younger than the two of us and hipper in many ways.
Yeah, he's probably got some buckets from Buckethead.
Well, let's go ahead and ask him. Zach, do you have any of the music of Buckethead? If you do, in what form does that music manifest itself?
Well, he's a critically acclaimed rock guitarist.
Of course,
and he's performed with some really big-time groups, including Guns N' Roses, among others.
Now, that almost sounds to me like you're reading that, Zach.
He told Guitar Player magazine, quote, "I was eating it, and I put the mask on and then the bucket on my head. I went to the mirror, and I just said, Buckethead. That's Buckethead right there. It's just one of those things. After that, I wanted to be that thing all the time." And credit to him, he has been.
I'm kind of sorry I asked. Two balls and two strikes on Dansby Swanson.
Pat is the best straight man.
Oh,
he's so good.
It's so perfectly cutting. His little sarcasm, that tone. It's amazing. Oh, it's all in the context of a baseball game, folks. Even though the pitch clock has sped everything up, good luck finding that in a football game or a basketball game.
And there's going to be a baseball game tomorrow. The Cubs will be back in action. They get started with a whole bunch of games in a row tomorrow, and we will take care of you leading into the pregame of that game. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes, saying thank you so much for the love and support you show the show on a daily basis. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. My man Judson is in the building. He is going to take care of you after 6 o'clock, so show him the same type of love that you show us, damn it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow here on The Score.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.